A trio of 100 Mile House girls helped win a hockey tournament in Kamloops for the U15 female Topson Blazers last month. Sisters Mayelle Briggs and Shia Briggs and their friend Savannah Bissat all played key roles during the tournament held in Kamloops from January 17 to January 19. Throughout five intense games, they said their team was able to claw its way to victory, which they said was an exhilarating experience. The Briggs have both been playing hockey for several years now, getting their start with 100 Mile Minor Hockey before playing for representative teams in Williams Lake and Kamloops. Shia, 12, has been playing hockey since she was 6, while Mayelle got into hockey at 8, after her sister got sick 1 year and her team had a spot open. Both sisters are former members of the 100 Mile Skating Club and said they developed a love for hockey from a young age. "I just really like the skating and the competition, and I like how it's also got contact," Mayelle said. Shia, meanwhile, enjoys making new friends and the challenge of competing against other players. Every other year the two will be on the same team together, with Shia often playing up to be on the same team as Mayelle, as she currently is with the Blazers. She is the youngest player on the team by far at 12, but makes up for it with speed and skill. "It's really fun to play together. It's sometimes annoying but still fun," Shia said. The two were happy to welcome Bissat to the Blazers this year, who plays as one of the team's goalies. Like the Briggs sisters, Bissat has been playing hockey for most of her life and got her start in 100 Mile House. She noted she enjoys playing with her friends and winning. She has played with Mayelle and Shia on several teams in the past. "I enjoy having them on the team. I like having someone I know from the start to play with," Bissat remarked. The trio travels to Kamloops to practice with the team twice a week and further afield for tournaments. They explained they tried out for the Blazers due to the higher quality of hockey they get to play as compared to in 100 Mile House. During the tournament, the three had a ton of fun playing together, explaining the Blazers had an unlikely path to victory. Bissat said it originally looked like they were going to be playing for fifth when they tied one of their last games before the finals, but because they scored more goals than their opponents, they were bumped up to compete for first. "There were 8 teams in the whole tournament, but I think we played 4 or 5 different teams," Mayelle remarked. "I was very scared because there was a team from Alberta there and all the lower mainland teams. But we ended up beating them." All three girls played during the semifinals, with Bissat remarking it was a scary game to be in goal. Mayelle said her personal highlight was during the semifinals against the Kelowna Rockets, when she was able to score the game-tying goal. She explained she was by the opposing team's net, so when she got the puck she was able to shoot it just over the goalie's shoulder. Shia, meanwhile, said she enjoyed getting MVP for one of the games and scoring 4 points for her team throughout the weekend. She said as a smaller girl it can be intimidating going up against much larger players, but enjoys the challenges, noting she plays winger. With a laugh, Mayelle remarked her sister gets thrown around a lot. Mayelle, meanwhile, is something of a jack of all trades, playing defense, winger and center as the team requires. During the finals against Richmond, only the Briggs played, with Bissat being subbed out for their other goalie. In their first game against Richmond, Mayelle said they were defeated 5-2 and it was a scary and physical game. One of Richmond's players had to be taken off the ice on a stretcher, so they still held a grudge against the Blazers when they faced one another in the finals. "I was really scared of this one player, their captain number 8, because in 4 games she scored 14 points. She's very good and I was just really scared," Mayelle remarked, Shia adding there was a lot of chirping throughout the finals. Despite this, the Blazers persevered and ended up winning the game 3-2, scoring 2 goals in a single minute. Shia said she almost bawled her eyes out when she realized they were going to win and made sure to keep the puck on the boards for the last 30 seconds of the game. "That was the first time we got into a gold medal game this year, so I was praying we were going to win," Mayelle remarked. Bissat agreed, adding, "It feels really good to add another banner to Kamloops." The trio will continue to play for the Blazers for the rest of the season and hope to notch another victory on their belts before the year is out.